The next issue, Minister, once this report is published and assessed, will be moving on to the issue of how a redress scheme is needed to assist homeowners to make remedies, because it's clear that families will not be able to afford the type of repairs which are required here. Unfortunately, the government has been found wanting at all stages and has delayed and dithered. And it's time that dithering stopped, Minister. It's time this report was published. It's with the government. The families are looking forward to seeing it. Can you today tell us when it's been published, Minister, and give us a commitment that it will be done immediately?
And thanks to Deputy O'Connell. And I do apologise that the Minister for State, Damien English, isn't here, so I don't know why, but I was asked to take the topical issue. That's why I informed the Chair it would be me. I will read the reply, as Deputy O'Connell will point out. I'm sure he knows most of what's in this, so I will take some other questions after. I will be taking this matter on behalf of Simon Coveney. At the outset, I wish to acknowledge the very difficult and distressing situation that certain homeowners in Donegal may are facing on the account of damage to the structural integrity of their homes. It is Minister Coveney's firm belief that the parties responsible for the poor workmanship and our suppliers of defect material should face up to their own responsibilities and take appropriate action to provide remedies for the affected house owners. An expert panel on concrete blocks was established at the Department of Housing, Planning and Community and Local Government in April 2016 to investigate the problem that had been emerged in the concrete blockwork of certain dwellings in Donegal and Mayo. The membership of the expert panel on concrete blocks were formally announced on the 6th of April 2016, following the announcement of the chairpersons, Mr. Dennis McCarthy, on the 1st of February 2016. The panel had the following terms of reference to identify, insofar as possible, the number of private dwellings which appear to be affected by defects in the blockwork in the counties of Donegal and Mayo, to carry out a desktop study which would include a consultation process with affected homeowners, public representatives, local authorities, production manufacturers, building professionals, testing laboratories, industrial stakeholders and other relevant parties to establish the nature of the problem in the affected dwellings, to outline the range of technical options for remedial and means by which the technical options could be applied, and to submit a report within 6 months. The expert panel on concrete block met for 12 occasions since the first establishment, and similar number of meetings have been taken place with the key stakeholders, including affected house owners and elected members of Donegal and County Mayo County Council and local authority officials and industrial bodies, public representatives and other interested parties. A substantial volume of information has been provided by effective homeowners in both counties, as well as Donegal and Mayo County Council. Additional information was also provided through the consultation process. The panel has now concluded its meetings and in the process of finalising its report, which is undergoing legal proofing, which I appreciate will be completed. Anticipate will be completed shortly. In this regard, the Minister will await the outcomes of the panel's report before considering what further actions may be required to assist the parties directly involved in reaching a satisfactory resolvent to the problems which have emerged in the two counties. And I'm sure the Deputy will come back in and tell me he knows all that, but I'll refer to some of his statement when he comes back in.
Thank you, Minister. Deputy Charlie McConnell.
Thank you for your response, Minister. And you're right, I'm going to come back and say that I know all that. There's no new information in this. I have been placing parliamentary questions consistently on the floor of the Dáil and written questions as well to the Minister for the last number of years, but as well, particularly in relation to the conclusion of this report in the last number of months. And recent replies that I've got have been repeatedly exactly the same, with no change in the position. And again, it's the same today. And as I say, the government has been ducking and diving in this issue, and unfortunately, the minister seems to be ducking and diving in terms of accounting for it here today. I did outline, Minister, that the commitment, when this was announced in November 2015, 3 months before the general election, would be that the report would be finished by the 31st of May last year. It is now almost to the 31st of May, 1 year later, and still no report. The reality is, this report is finished. It's completed. It's on the Minister's desk. he doesn't need to be trying to obfuscate and indicate that somehow he doesn't have it, that it's undergoing legal proofing, because we've been told in oral responses here before that he has it and that it's worth the attorney, he's referred it to the Attorney General. The reality is it's more ducking and diving, and instead of actually getting an urgency into this and publishing the report. Families can't wait on it. They've been expecting it for a long time. They can't go getting their own expertise, their own expert advice, talking each individually to scientists in terms of what the issue is and to engineers in terms of what the solution is. It's up to the expert panel to collate that. They have been charged with that amount of work. Unfortunately, Minister, the final result, the report which everyone needs to consider, families themselves and also us here in the Dáil, then after that in terms of what supports and remedies and schemes need to be put in place to provide financial assistance to families, which is going to be a job of work, and there will be a lot of work to be done to address and remedy these family homes. So, Minister, can I just, in conclusion, emphasise, will you go back to Minister English and tell him to get a move on, to stop ducking and diving in this and publish this report? Where am I, Ogut?
I suppose I see the frustration with the deputy and also the frustration of the people who have lived in homes which are falling down around them, which I've seen myself and seen not only in person but in documentaries as well. And all I can give you, Deputy, is the information I've been given. And my understanding is just speaking to in the department before I actually came down here, because I did anticipate your reaction to the reply, is that as far as I've been told, that the information is with the Attorney, the report is still with the Attorney General, and the Minister hopes to receive it within the next couple of weeks, and the report then will be outlined to the deputies and to the county council, and particularly to the homeowners. But I will bring back your concerns and above all your frustration. And you know something, being honest with you, if I was receiving this reply as well, and I would be as frustrated as you. So I can only relay to you what I've been told by the department and in the reply, and I will follow it up for you, and I'll make sure that you will get your answer. But at the moment, my information from the department is that the Minister hasn't received the final document. It is with the Attorney General, because there was a lot of issues that were raised during the whole consultation process and in meeting people who owners of these households. Now, and that's all I can tell you is the information I have. But I will come back to you, or ask the Minister to come back to himself regarding as to when the document will be finally published.